I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oriole right-hander on the Ackerman Security Hotline, Dylan Bundy. Dylan, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Doing all right. We appreciate your time as always. Big start against the Angels in the series opener there. And it's back-to-back quality starts. We're going to start digging the numbers. Three of your last four have been of quality. What has been the key to this recent run of success for you?
Oh, I mean, just executing the pitches and a good game plan with the catcher behind the plate that day and just trying to execute as best I can.
Now, for you, I know it's been well talked about the days between starts, the extended rests. Is that something that has also helped benefit you performance-wise?
Yeah, I think it does. Whether a pitcher needs it or not, an extra day here late in the season is always a good thing to have.
Now, you're scheduled to pitch on Saturday. Is that still the plan for now?
Yeah, so far that's all I know is I'm pitching on Saturday. I got a bullpen today and get some work in and be ready for Saturday.
Now, would you balk at any other circumstance? Go, no, I don't want to do that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Now, the start against the Angels, what was the pitch that was working best for you that night against Anaheim?
I mean, I'd probably say the two-seamer and then also the slider. I was throwing it for strikes and then also getting some swing and misses in the dirt with it and then running the two-seamer in on their hands sometimes.
Do you or does anyone make you aware of during a start, Dylan, what your pitch count is? Is that something that you consciously worry about during any given outing?
No, I mean, if you're worried about that, you got bigger problems.
Right.
You can't be worrying about a pitch count out there when you're trying to get major league hitters out.
You talk about catchers. It looks like it's right now a platoon between Wellington Castillo and Caleb Joseph. Talk about each guy and how they help you, depending on who's behind the plate, as you said, on that night or day.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about getting the game plan before your start and getting familiar with what you want to do to those hitters and also just being on the same page, whether it's with Willie one day or Caleb the next day. But really just communicating with them as best I can and trying to get a good game plan that we're both comfortable with.
Now, you've pitched to Caleb Joseph before. Of course, he's been in the organization for a while. But what about Castillo? When did things start to click between you two?
I mean, I'd say as soon as he got back from the WBC and he started catching more bullpens and some games that we were getting into in spring. And then really after the first two starts of the year in April, I was starting to feel really comfortable with him back there. And we were kind of getting on the same page and I would already have the ball gripped and ready to throw, and he'd put it down.
What about the Roger McDowell factor? What has that been so far?
Yeah, it's been great. A lot of knowledge behind him, and, so far it's been great.
The other night, getting back to that start, you had talked about postgame, Dylan, being able to, and Buck Showalter talked about it as well, neutralize or maintain the base runners, not let the running game get out of control. Is that something that's instinctive, being able to recognize, or is that something that takes a lot of work and, becomes more of an inherent discipline for you?
It takes a lot of time to be able to throw a pitch in under 1.3 to the plate. And also throw a guy out at second base. So, I mean, you just got to be quick to home plate and get the ball to the catcher so he can throw him out at second. But just mixing up your holds, mixing up your looks on the mound, and varying your times to home plate so they won't be able to get a good read on you.
Is that something that's developed for you with time?
Yeah, it's taken me ever since I got drafted. I used to be a 1.5 or a 1.6 to the plate, and it's taken me 4 or 5 years just to get it to close to a 1.3. And I've incorporated the slide step a little bit more this year than I did in previous years.
Because I'm assuming at the high school level, you really didn't have a ton of base runners to worry about. Just rolling through back then. Dylan Bundy, Oriole right-hander, joining us here on the program. Bob Haney with you on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Now, 22-10 start. Then the wheels fall off a little bit, and the starting rotation was under great scrutiny, and the stats were not kind, and guys like me are popping off about how things aren't going very well. Do you guys as a unit hear any of that noise? Do you pay any attention to it at all? Because it's not just local complaining. It also reaches national levels as too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you definitely hear it. It ain't like you want to hear it, but you definitely hear that stuff on the news or on social media. But, you know, as a whole group, all we can do is just keep doing our work and going out there and trying to get better and working on the things we need to work on and going out there in the game and hopefully get the good results we want. But sometimes it doesn't work out. And you just got to keep working and keep your head up.
Is it a contagious thing? Because all of a sudden, everyone seems to be pitching at a much higher level pretty much post All-Star break. Is that something where you watch a Gausman or a Miley or whoever and go, well, what he just did, I'm definitely going to have to at least give us an opportunity to win a ball game here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just like hitting in a way. I mean, one guy gets a hit, and the next guy goes up there, swings first pitch, and gets another hit. It's a snowball effect, and if one guy pitches good, the next guy comes in and wants to pitch better than him. Obviously, it's a friendly competition, I think, and it's a good competition to have.
Now, you guys, the Orioles are only a game and a half out of the second wild card after everything that has gone down here. Talk about where the team is. Go at Dylan Bundy, Dr. Phil psychologist here, in the mindset of the team being only a game and a half out of first place, or out of the wild card, rather, after the long stretch of playing subpar baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in a good spot. We had a rough patch there for a couple months, but we stuck together as a team, and we all got each other's back, and we're ready to make a run for it this next month and a half.
Orioles this year have struggled away from Camden Yards. Does anyone have a scientific reason for that sort of thing happening?
No, I don't really know how that works. Just more comfortable. You got more stuff at home that you're more comfortable with, and that more variables on the road. But, hey, it's just still baseball, same field.
Now, for you, as your career progresses here and you're doing well right now, what are you still, as you analyze Dylan Bundy, what are you still trying to really get a grasp of here?
Just reading hitters, reading their swings. I'm trying to get better at being out there on the mound and also trying to read what they're trying to do with the bat and how they're seeing my pitches. Just trying to get better at reading their approach and their swings at the plate during the game.
All right, Dylan, I know we want to let you get back to your teammates as you guys have a ball game coming up, which you can be heard on 105.7 The Fan, by the way. But I don't know if you recall, prior to the season when we had you on, I predicted that you and Gausman would combine for 30 wins. You're sitting at 19 right now. Gausman had a tough one get away on Friday night. So I'm just reminding you of that. And everybody thought I was crazy when I said it back in March. I'm still riding with you guys.
Sounds like we better get to work then for you.
Yeah, tell Gausman to pick up the pace a little bit here. Hey, Dylan, all we right, appreciate yeah, your time, bud. And we'll talk thanks. To you soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Dylan Bundy, Oriole right-hander, on the Ackerman Security Hotline here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.